Paul asks some piercing questions in Romans chapter 4, and we're going to unpack those questions today. He asks, was Abraham justified by works, by obeying the law? Or was he justified and called righteous because of his faith in God and in his promises? And is this salvation, this blessedness that comes from the God, is it for Jews only? Or is it also for the Gentiles? How was this salvation reckoned? How did it come apart? These are the questions we'll be looking at today. Join us. Welcome to the 1 Year Audio Bible Podcast. Today is July 17th. Now let's continue our journey reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. This week we are reading from the Israel Bible for the Old Testament, also known as the Hebrew Scriptures, and from the King James for the New Testament, or the Apostolic Writings. Numbers 24, 13 to 25. And now, as I go back to my people, let me inform you of what this people will do to your people in days to come. He took up his theme and said, word of Balaam, son of Beor, word of the man whose eye is true. Word of him who hears Hashem's speech, who obtains knowledge from the Most High, and beholds visions from the Almighty, prostrate, but with eyes unveiled. What I see for them is not yet. What I behold will not be soon. A star rises from Jacob. A scepter comes forth from Israel. It smashes the brow of Moab, the foundation of all children of Shet. Edom becomes a possession. Yes, Seir a possession of its enemies. But Israel is triumphant. A victor issues from Jacob to wipe out what is left of Ur. He saw Amalek, and taking up his theme, he said, a leading nation is Amalek, but its fate is to perish forever. He saw the Kenites, and taking up his theme, he said, though your abode be secure and your nest be set among cliffs, yet shall Cain be consumed when Assyria takes you captive. He took up his theme and said, alas, who can survive except Hashem has willed it? Ships come from the quarter of Kittim. They subject Assyria and subject Eber. They too shall perish forever. Then Balaam set out on his journey back home, and Balak also went his way. First Chronicles 24, 1 to 26, 11. The divisions of the Aaronites were the sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Itamar. Nadab and Abihu died in the lifetime of their father, and they had no children, so Eleazar and Itamar served as Kohanim. David, Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Itamar divided them into offices by their tasks. The sons of Eleazar turned out to be more numerous by male heads than the sons of Itamar, so they divided the sons of Eleazar into 16 chiefs of clans, and the sons of Itamar into 8 clans. They divided them by lot, both on an equal footing, since they were all sanctuary officers and officers of Hashem, the sons of Eleazar and the sons of Itamar. Shemaiah, son of Nathaniel, the scribe, who was of the Levi'im, registered them under the eye of the king, the officers, and Zadok the Kohen, and Ahimelech the son of Yartar, and the chiefs of clans of the Kohanim and Levi'im, one clan more taken for Eleazar for each one taken of Itamar. The first lot fell on Jehorib, the second on Jediah, the third on Harim, the fourth on Sorim, the fifth on Malkijah, the sixth on Majamim, the seventh on Hakaz, the eighth on Aviah, the ninth on Yeshua, the tenth on Shekaniah, the 11th on Eliashiv, the 12th on Jakim, the 13th on Huppah, the 14th on Jeshielbab, the 15th on Bilgah, the 16th on Immer, the 17th on Hezer, the 18th on Hapizez, the 19th on Pethahiah, the 20th on Jekezel, the 21st on Jakin, the 22nd on Gamel, the 23rd on Deliah, the 24th on Messiah. According to this allocation of offices by tasks, they were to enter the house of Hashem as was laid down for them by Aaron their father, as God of Israel had commanded him. The remaining Leviim, the sons of Amram, Shubael, the sons of Shubael, Jediah, Rehabiah, the sons of Rehabiah, Isaiah, the chief, Izharites, Shelomoth, the sons of Shelomoth, Jahath, and Benai, Jeriah, the second, Amariah, the third, Jehaziel, the fourth, Jekamim, the sons of Uziel, Micah, the sons of Micah, Shamir, the brother of Micah, Ishia, the sons of Ishia, Zechariah, the sons of Merari, Mali and Mushi, the sons of Josiah, his son, the sons of Merari by Josiah, his son, Shoham, Zachar, and Ibri, Mali, Eleazar, he had no sons, Kish, the sons of Kish, Jeremiel, the sons of Mushi, Mali, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Leviim by their clans. These two cast lots corresponding to their kinsmen, the sons of Aaron, under the eye of King David and Zadok and Ahimelech, and the chiefs of the clans of the Kohanim and Leviim, on the principle of chief and youngest brother alike. David and the officers of the army set apart for service the sons of Asaph, of Haman, and of Jeduthun, who prophesied to the accompaniment of lyres, harps, and cymbals. The list of men who performed this work according to their service was: sons of Asaph, Zachar, Joseph, Nathaniah, Asarelah, sons of Asaph under the charge of Asaph, who prophesied by order of the king. Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, Zeri, Jeshiah, Hashabiah, Mattatiah, six, under the charge of their father, Jeduthun, who accompanied on the harp, prophesied, praising and extolling Hashem. Haman, the sons of Haman, Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shebuel, Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Yadalti, Romam Tezer, Joshbekisha, Malathi, Hother, and Mahaziah. All these were the sons of Haman, the seer of the king, who uttered prophecies of Hashem for his greater glory. Hashem gave Haman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were under the charge of their father for the singing in the house of Hashem, to the accompaniment of cymbals, harps, and lyres, for the service of the house of Hashem, by order of the king, Asaph, Jeduthun, and Haman. Their total number with their kinsmen, trained singers of Hashem, all the masters, 288. They cast lots for shifts on the principle of small and great alike, like master, like apprentice. The first lot fell to Asaph, to Joseph, the second to Gedaliah, he and his brothers and his sons, 12. The third to Zachar, his sons and his brothers, 12. The fourth to Isri, his sons and his brothers, 12. The fifth to Nethaniah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The sixth to Bukiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The seventh to Jesarelah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The eighth to Jeshiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The ninth to Mattaniah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The tenth to Shimei, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 11th to Azarel, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 12th to Hashabiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 13th to Shubael, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 14th to Mattatiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 15th to Jeremoth, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 16th to Hananiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 17th to Joshbekishkash, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 18th to Hanani, the sons and his brothers, 12. The 19th to Malathi, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 20th to Elithah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 21st to Hother, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 22nd to Gidalti, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 23rd to Mahazioth, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 24th to Romantezer, his sons and his brothers, 12. The divisions of the gatekeepers, Korahites, Meshelemiah, son of Kor of the sons of Asaph. Sons of Meshelemiah, Zechariah, the firstborn, Jediel, the second, Zebadiah, the third, Jathniel, the fourth, Elam, the fifth, Yochanan, the sixth, Elihonai, the seventh. Sons of Obed-Edom, Shemaiah, the firstborn, Jehozabad, the second, Joah, the third, Sakar, the fourth, Nethanel, the fifth, Amiel, the sixth, Issachar, the seventh, Pelatai, the eighth, for Hashem had blessed him. To his son Shemaiah were born sons who exercised authority in their clans because they were men of substance. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, Raphael, Obed, Elzabad, his brothers, men of ability, were Elihu and Shemachiah. All these sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their brothers, strong and able men for the service, 62 of Obed-Edom. Meshelemiah had sons and brothers, able men, 18. Hosa of the Merarites had sons, Shimri the chief. He was not the firstborn, but his father designated him chief. Chilkiyahu the second, Tibaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, all the sons and brothers of Hosa, 13. Romans 4, 1 to 12. What shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he had whereof to glory, but not before God. For what says the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted him for righteousness. Now to him that works is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that works not, but believes on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputes the righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Comes this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had, being yet uncircumcised. Psalm 13, 1 to 6. How long will you forget me, O Lord, forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Proverbs 19:15-16. Slothfulness casts into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keeps the commandment keeps his own soul, but he that despises his ways shall die. I want to speak to you today from our reading from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 4. And this is another step in the road or the pathway to salvation. And so Paul asks some really important questions in this chapter, and then he unpacks those questions for us. He begins with the question, was Abraham justified by works? In verse 2. And then he answers the question, what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now he's quoting from Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. And in the previous verse, verse 5, God brings him out and tells him to look abroad, to look up, look toward heaven, and see the stars. And if you are able to number them, and he said to him, so shall your seed be. So God is giving him this tremendous promise that his seed would be more numerous than all the stars in the sky. And this is before he's had any children at all. Isaac has not yet been conceived. And in verse 6, Abraham believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him to righteousness. He had faith. He trusted. He believed the Lord and the Lord's word, the Lord's promise to him. And that's what justified him. That's what made him righteous. So you could say he was the first believer. Right there, Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. So going on in back to Romans chapter 4, Paul asks another question. He says in verse 9, does this blessedness then come upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned or credited to Abraham for righteousness. So basically what he's asking is this salvation for Jews only, also called the circumcision, or is it also for the uncircumcision, or that is the Gentiles? So one way that the Jews have been known as a set-apart people, that they are God's people, is that they have certain boundaries that God gave to them to observe and to follow that sets them apart as separate and distinct from all other nations and people groups. And one of those things that they did to keep them set apart and distinct and separate was they followed the procedure of circumcision, the covenant of circumcision. And the covenant of circumcision was given in Genesis chapter 17, two chapters later. Now remember, back in chapter 15 of Genesis, it was credited to Abraham for righteousness that he believed God. And two chapters later in Genesis 17, God gives the ordinance of circumcision. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 10, this is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised. And so one way that the Jews have set boundaries to set them apart in following the Mosaic law is the covenant of circumcision and all. So now back to Paul's question that he raises in Romans chapter 4, and he says, does this blessedness, this salvation, is it only for those of the circumcision, that is the Jews, Or is it also for the uncircumcision, that is, the Gentiles? Well, he answers the question in verse 10. How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision, living in Genesis 17, where it was first instituted, or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. So when God credited righteousness to Abraham in Genesis 15, this was before he was circumcised. So basically now, what it's saying then is because of that, he received the sign of circumcision later. And he received the righteousness from God by the faith that he placed in God, in placing his trust that he believed God and the promise that God gave him, the word that God gave him, that Abraham might be the father of all that will believe, whether they are circumcised, the Jews, or they are uncircumcised, the Gentiles, everybody else, anybody who's not Jewish, that righteousness might be imputed to them also, that salvation is available to anyone, to all, to anyone who should believe and put their faith in Jesus Christ, that it's not just for the Jews only, but it's for all of the nations. And this is why Abraham is the first of believers that are described, but he's called the father of all nations. And this is why in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, it talks about how, I'll just read it, Genesis 12, verse 3, I will bless those who bless you, Abraham, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And so the descendants of Abraham today are the Jews, the nation of Israel. Whether they live in the land of Israel or they're scattered throughout the world, the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, they are the descendants of Abraham, the genealogical descendants. And when we bless Israel, we come under a blessing from God. When we curse Israel, we will come under a curse from God. So the pathway to salvation is by putting our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ. We do not get saved. We don't become righteous in the eyes of God through works, by obeying the law. Our righteousness is based in putting our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ. We begin in faith. We begin the journey by believing. And also we continue day by day, step by step, in our faith journey by trusting in Jesus and walking in faith. It's not about performance. It's not about works. It's all about walking in trust in Christ. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.